The Autobiography of Benjamin Franklin. This book is read by Walter Costello. This recording of the reading of The Autobiography of Benjamin Franklin was produced in 1992 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings. Benjamin Franklin, 1706 to 1790. Benjamin Franklin was the greatest American and one of the world's greatest intellectuals in a century of great intellectuals. Because he raised himself to eminence solely by his own efforts and by a determined self-discipline, his autobiography has always ranked highest among American books of inspiration. It is also intensely interesting. Unfortunately, it stops in 1757 with his greatest glories yet to come. Franklin began the autobiography in 1771, more or less as a letter to his son. Part 1. Twyford at the Bishop of Asaph's, 1771. Dear Son, I have ever had a pleasure in obtaining any little anecdotes of my ancestors. You may remember the inquiries I made among the remains of my relations when you were with me in England and the journey I undertook for that purpose. Imagining it may be equally agreeable to you to know the circumstances of my life, many of which you are yet unacquainted with, and expecting a week's uninterrupted leisure in my present country retirement, I sit down to write them for you. Besides, there are some other inducements that excite me to this undertaking. From the poverty and obscurity in which I was born...